This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Join today and let your voice be heard on policy issues that impact your farm. I'm Dustin Huffman. Fly season may be weeks away, but planning ahead can make a difference once temperatures begin to rise. Some livestock producers are already looking at management strategies that target fly populations before they become a problem. We hear more after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is corn grows Iowa. Farmers that invest in the Iowa Corn Checkoff support expanding and building demand for corn in all forms. By pooling our resources, we are able to make a larger impact in research, market development, and education, and increase the return of investment for Iowa farmers. For more information, visit iowacorn.org.
Kirk Daly with Central Life Sciences says effective fly control often starts by targeting populations early and combining multiple management tools.
We have basically two verticals that we operate within and support. Livestock feed additive, and that would have two products, primarily Elticid. Everybody refers to that in the old days as IGR, and Clarifly, larvicide. Both of those two products are IGRs, and what we mean by IGR is an insect growth regulator. So what we're going to do is we're going to mix that into the feed at a targeted rate. If it's in mineral, it might be a 4-ounce feed rate or a 6 or an 8. If it's in a complete feed, it might be more than that. But we are targeting a certain milligrams per kilogram. Diflubenzuron is the active ingredient in Clarifly. In Elticid, it's S-methoprene, so two different modes of action. And what we're targeting is the fly larvae that is in fresh manure.
Daly says that managing flies early in their life cycle can help reduce pressure later, especially when combined with a strong facility management and cleanup practice.
They can go to a couple of different websites. First and foremost, before any of this is going to work, it all starts with cleanliness. So it does come back to husbandry. You know, have we cleaned up the round bale rings that are out there where we fed, you know, through the winter and through the early spring? Those are hotbeds for fly breeding. You know, clean those up, spread those out, you know, scoop them in the back of spreaders and spread it on your crop ground or whatever. Get rid of them because those are hotbeds. So it all starts with cleanliness, but you can go to basically two different websites, centralflycontrol.com. And it's going to have most of the information that I've just covered on Clarifly and Elticid on all species. It will also have you calculators on there on how to feed it if you're buying raw product and mixing it, or if you're buying it through a commercial grain of any brand. It's going to have a lot of information on there. And then you also are going to need, even though you might be feeding fly control affecting future generations of flies, you're still going to potentially have the need for ear tags, for back rubbers, for porons, and that you can find at starbar.com. That's also another vertical that we work with. It has adulticides, fly baits, sticky traps that we maybe even use in our kitchen to control house flies, and that kind of stuff is all going to be on that Starbar website on how to use them in conjunction with the feed through or just by themselves.
Daly says that fly control often works best when producers think about it as a season-long management issue rather than a quick fix once problems show up. As fly populations begin to build with warmer temperatures, combining early planning, cleanup, and multiple control tools may help reduce pressure later in the summer and limit stress on livestock. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.